About 10% of Baltimoreans have now received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. But as WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports, distribution challenges such as limited supply and inclement weather remain a problem.
City Health Commissioner Dr. Leticia Geraza says the 10% figure is something to be celebrated, but that there is a long road ahead.
Despite the positive news and important milestone, vaccines remain in short supply both in Baltimore and nationally. At this time, vaccine supply remains our greatest limiting factor in providing more vaccinations to residents.
In the meantime, Geraza said at a news conference this afternoon, there are steps eligible residents can take to ensure that once there are more vaccines available, they are well positioned to receive them. Those steps include visiting the Maryland Department of Health's website to fill out interest forms with local hospitals, clinics, and pharmacies. But at times, even that has been an issue. This morning, a limited number of appointments at the M&T Bank Stadium mass vaccination site were filled within minutes after becoming available, and the sign-up website for the stadium briefly crashed. At this time, Baltimore vaccine appointments are currently by appointment only and are solely available for priority groups 1A, 1B, and 1C. Geraza says many Baltimoreans are eager to receive them.
At this time, over 20,000 Baltimore older adults have indicated their interest in receiving their vaccine through our MAP interest form, and our team is working to set up appointments with area healthcare providers as vaccinations become available to ensure that our older adults continue to be prioritized.
The city did not receive any new vaccine doses last week when inclement weather affected the supply chain, Geraza says. And while Baltimore did receive a new shipment of doses this snowy morning, she expects that similar weather factors may delay shipments later this week. Mayor Brandon Scott says he requested the State Department of Health allocate at least half of vaccines distributed at the city's two mass vaccination sites for Baltimoreans.
That request, to my knowledge, was never met. We're going to continue to work and push with the state to see if we can get those things happening.
The Democrat has also emphasized equity in vaccine distribution. Data from this afternoon shows that most of the majority Black cities' vaccines have been given to white people. Scott says equity requires better outreach to communities of color, as well as grappling with painful historical legacies.
I think it's very critical for folks to understand that this hesitancy isn't something that people just develop out of thin air. They're talking about Baltimore City, and we're talking about the United States of America, where time and time again, the testing of anything in the health field has been basically used African Americans as guinea pigs.
In order to deliver effective messaging, Scott says the city must use credible community members to encourage getting vaccinated. Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison says that about 45% of his department has been vaccinated.
My own son tested positive for COVID-19 in March of 2020, and while he made a full recovery, he had some extremely tough symptoms of the virus. So it was important for me to get the vaccine and to encourage others within my department and even my own family members when they're eligible.
Like municipalities across the country, Baltimore's case numbers are trending in the right direction. The city hit its lowest rate of daily new COVID-19 cases since Halloween 2020. And as the city awaits more vaccine doses, Geraza says residents can continue to fight the virus with tried and true containment methods.
Washing your hands, wearing a well-fitted, multi-layered face mask, securely covering your nose and your mouth, and keeping at least 6 feet of distance from others not in your household helps to limit the spread of COVID-19. With your help and continued following of these guidelines, we should continue to see progress in our restrictions as our vaccination rates increase.
I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.